Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Kent Annan, co-director of Haiti Partners. Their mission is to help Haitians change Haiti through education. Haiti Partners will be hosting their Educate and Celebrate fundraiser on Friday, March 8th at the Northern Trust Bank in Vero Beach to help support their work. Kent, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks, Drew. Always great to be with you.
It's just been over 3 years since a devastating earthquake hit Haiti. Describe what's going on there now.
It's a mix that's hard to summarize. You see really hopeful things, building of infrastructure, a lot of the rubble that was there for a while cleared away, new projects, hotels, business buildings being built. So in one sense, a lot of hope and activity that's really encouraging. At the same time, we stay really conscious that for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, there's been almost no change just because they're still living in shacks or in slums or in really hard circumstances where the positive growth doesn't ripple out to touch them yet.
And do you still see the large tent cities that you first saw after the earthquake?
There are a few of them, but a lot of those are gone and all the public squares have been cleared. And again, it's a complicated issue. How do you move people out of there at the same time? I think the government sees they don't want it to become permanent towns in some of these public places where ultimately for the city and for the country, it's better for them to stay public. But it is hard because people don't have great places to move. But a lot of the tent cities are gone and people have move to start other small places or living with family or setting up in another temporary shelter. But most of the really big tent cities are gone now.
How did the earthquake change your mission there? And before you give me an answer, perhaps we should describe a bit of what your mission is in Haiti.
Sure. Haiti Partners, our commitment is to help Haitians change Haiti through education. So really focused on education, and that's mainly through 7 elementary schools with over 1,000 children. And only half of children in Haiti get to go to school at all. So they're getting good quality education. Many are getting education that they wouldn't get at all otherwise. And then we work with churches specifically on some children's rights issues. We have 25 full scholarship college students, these really promising, exciting young leaders. And then they're engaged in sort of social justice movements there. And then we work with other organizations, helping them get better at grassroots development. So all of what we do is education and then sort of broadly speaking, engaged in education in a number of ways.
And after the earthquake, did you have to readapt your focus somehow?
Well, we had to get into the construction business for a little while because 4 of our elementary schools were very close to the epicenter of the earthquake in this area where, you know, 80-90% of the buildings were devastated and our schools collapsed as well. So we shifted to rebuilding some of our elementary schools, which was new for us. But it was interesting because we went into this moment thinking, oh, does everything change? And then as we talked with our Haitian colleagues, as we talked with the communities and churches we're engaged with, they said, and we're really open to saying, okay, what does this do to us having something so devastating? And, you know, the parents and the children and the community leaders said, no, we need to stay committed to education because ultimately education is part of what's going to make us not be vulnerable to these kind of disasters in the future. So besides adding some other projects, we've really found a renewed commitment and confirmation of the route that we're on.
I'm speaking today with Kent Annan, co-director of Haiti Partners. Tell me about Educate and Celebrate, which is coming up on Friday, March 8th.
Yeah, we're really excited. It should be a really fun evening. We did Educate and Celebrate thinking, you know, in the middle of hard work like this, we always think about how do we have joy? And having joy in our work is a really important value for us. And so we thought of this idea, oh, Educate and Celebrate, to focus on the positive and then educate in a few different ways. If people come and get tickets, then they'll be benefiting education in Haiti. And it's also going to be a sort of wine and food tasting event. And so there'll be some educating of the palate. And then we're also going to have some really beautiful Haitian art, some silent auction, and then some public auction, sort of out loud auction, art up. So it'll be sort of art education, food, wine, and all benefiting children and education in Haiti. So it should be really a good celebration that's really meaningful as well.
I've been speaking today with Kent Annan, co-director of Haiti Partners. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing or about Educate and Celebrate, just go to their website, HaitiPartners.org. Kent, thanks for coming in again today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks, Drew. Great to be with you and great to be with your listeners.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.